Very pleased now to be joined by the Mr. Hockey of the Shuswap, Roy Sakaki, administrator with Salmon Arm Minor Hockey. Roy, how are you doing today?
Great, Nathan. Good to be here and good to see you again.
Yes, thank you so much for hopping on here. Obviously, we're going to talk about Salmon Arm Minor Hockey, the relationship with them and the Silverbacks, but I do want to start first by you giving a little bit of background on yourself. You've been involved in the game for decades and decades. Can you just talk a little bit about how you first fell in love with the game of hockey?
Well, Nathan, I guess it all started when I was probably about 5 years old in Kamloops. And, started minor hockey in Kamloops, played a little junior hockey in Kamloops, and then went down to university to play for UBC. And I was in the teaching profession, and I ended up in Merritt. And coached in Merritt, played hockey in Merritt, and then had the great opportunity to come to Salmon Arm to play for a senior team called the Aces. And that was, about 40, 45 years ago, Nathan. And so here I am right here in the Shuswap and loving every minute of it.
So you got involved with coaching. What was it about coaching that really appealed to you?
Yeah, that's a good question, Nathan. You know, when I was just starting in university, I was actually coaching a couple of minor baseball teams in Kamloops. And, I really enjoyed coaching that group of kids. It was amazing how much they learned, and I learned a lot from them. And you know what? I felt I could make a difference. And after that little experience, I got out of college. I was married my first year teaching. Didn't even get my first paycheck, but I coached the Merritt Midget Rep team. They're only about 4 years younger than me, but that was my coaching career. And I look back those years and connect with many of those people, past and present.
Now, can you talk about when you first or how you first got involved with Salmon Arm Minor Hockey? How did that happen?
Well, again, when I first moved here, Nathan, I didn't have any kids, my own kids, a playing age yet, but they asked me to coach the Pee Wee Rep team. So again, I jumped in there, coached the Pee Wee Rep team, and I haven't stopped since.
Now, you were named a Hockey Canada Ambassador in 2019 for the work that you've done over the years. I just want to know, what did that mean to you to get recognized by Hockey Canada?
Nathan, it was a great, great honor, Nathan. There are thousands of people that could easily have that award. I was just fortunate to be named. And I tell you, it was a great honor. And again, to me, I look back in all the years of hockey. I just have wonderful experiences with the game.
Now, it's been a tough year for everyone, but especially for youth, it seems, with some limitation on sports, of course, including hockey. I just want to know, what have you seen like this year with the kids and how they've dealt with this adversity? How have you seen them deal with it with Salmon Arm Minor Hockey?
You know, Nathan, again, that's a real good question. I'm sure you've experienced the same thing this year. But, when we started off in August, we started off with having to restrict lots of restrictions, no games. But it was amazing how the kids loved to come to the rink. And I would say that we had 90 to 95% attendance throughout the year. And these were just, basically practices, Nathan. And I attribute that to the kids wanting to be here, socialize, and the wonderful work that our coaches do for minor hockey. I mean, they had to practice a multitude of drills and various things to keep the kids interested and motivated. Parents had to leave their kids at the door, and everybody seemed to chip in to make hockey work this year.
Now, let's go back to a little bit of normal times, or at least going back to when things were normal. Like, how has Salmon Arm Minor Hockey over the years, how have you seen it change and grow?
Nathan, we're about 400 kids this year. And I bet you over the last few years, we're somewhere between 350 and 400. I've seen a lot of expansion that you probably know that the kids, when they hit Bantams, can move on to whether it's regional, minor, or major, midget. That's changed. And, I think the parent of today is a little bit more demanding. You know, they want good coaches. They want their kids to do well. And, you know, I would say the game is the same, but I bet you right now that probably the parents are more involved in the game, and I think they expect more.
Now, given that, then, just going off that, what is your message for most parents and who have their kids enrolled in hockey?
Well, the main thing is the kids to enjoy the game. You know, for anybody to go to the game and or practice, and hopefully they enjoy themselves. We've got to make sure that every kid is treated equally, looked after. They also need a pat on the back, because just not our superstars, but everybody needs a little bit of recognition. And remember, I guess, you know, there's a very small percentage, Nathan, that will move on to whether it's pro hockey or junior hockey or whatever. And it's a lifelong game. As you can see, I'm just about 100 years old and still playing.
the partnership between the Silverbacks and Salmon Arm Minor Hockey is quite strong. How would you describe the relationship between the two organizations?
I think it's been very, very good. You know, when the Silverbacks came into the building, there was, as you probably know, there was lots of excitement. There was huge crowds. Everybody wanted to be in this rink. It was a social thing. And, you know, it's been a real good relationship. You know, we've had a variety of owners, variety of managers and coaches. My experience, I see those kids walk in this rink every day, just like the team you have today. They're all great gentlemen. And they're from all over. You've got kids from Quebec. You've got kids from the States. And every one of those kids is a good ambassador of hockey. The relationship that Minor Hockey and Salmon Arm Silverbacks have is good. We can still get stronger. And we, you know, really, we just focus on kids, whether you're 5 or you're 19 years old.
Now, do you have any, like, the team, the Silverbacks they're often out in the community, and it's changed over the years, but I just want to know, do you have any memories of seeing the team out at community events?
Yes. You know, here's an interesting one, Nathan. The Silverbacks used to, well, they probably still do, maybe not this year, but they used to come with the floor hockey team. Yeah. And I remember them coming to Bastion School. And who was my star player at Bastion was none other than your coach, Ty Shattuck. And isn't it ironic? There's Ty, you know, playing for hockey against that crew. And now he's looking after those kids. But they've been, you know, in parades. I see them everywhere, in schools, working with kids, helping them read. I think it's outstanding that those kids get involved with the community.
Lastly here, I just want to know if you have any on-ice memories maybe of the Silverbacks. It's year 20 now. Is there any playoff series or any particular games that stand out to you over the years?
Well, you know, Nathan, you know, I there's been so many of them. But I'll tell you, last year when you swept the first round against Victoria, I was really pleased. I don't think that's ever happened, that in the first round, 4 games, and then they're into the next one. But unfortunately, the lights went out in hockey, and, you know, we never knew what that team could do. But to me, it was sort of a highlight and a low light. But all I can say is there's been so many good highlights over the years. And I think we're pretty happy to see the Silverbacks continue to play hockey in this building.
Perfect. That's it. Thank you so much, Roy, for joining.